Shana Tova. I have a confession. It's the season, and I have a confession. My prayers and the very full sanctuary were not the only thing I was thinking about on Rosh Hashanah. I was a little bit distracted. I will admit to letting my mind wander and sometimes stopping in my office in between services to check on the Yankee games. Specifically, checking to see if Aaron Judge hit number 61. For those that aren't baseball fans, let me give you a little context and indulge me for a minute. As the year 57-83 started, Aaron Judge had hit 60 home runs this season, tying the great Bambino, aka Babe Ruth's single season record. 61 home runs in the regular season is the American League record set by Roger Maris, another Yankee great, in 1961. Most baseball commentators, experts, and my own Yankee fanatic son believe that Aaron Judge will hit around 65 before the postseason starts. Waiting around for number 61 was exhilarating, entertaining, engaging, and if I'm really honest, tinged with agony and frustration every time Judge got a walk, a strikeout, or even another double. If you're a baseball fan, then you also know that this is likely to be only one of the exclamation points on Aaron Judge's remarkable season that will likely garner him the baseball triple crown and the accolade of MVP. And if you're a baseball fan, you cheered with the crowds on Wednesday night when Judge finally hit home run 61 and hoped, along with the rest of Yankee fandom, that he hits number 62, the one that sets the new American League record here in New York. So you can tell I've been a bit distracted by Aaron Judge. Whereas during Rosh Hashanah, there were as many box scores roaming through my head as there were shofarot calls, I am hoping I will be able to focus a bit better on my fasting and my prayers during Yom Kippur. But this wasn't the first time that I was distracted during prayer. If we're truly honest with ourselves, we all had other things on our mind during the beautiful prayers and melodies of the holiday. The High Holy Days and these 10 days of awe lead us into liminal space, where we are transitioning from one thing to the other, sitting on the boundary between two things, but not fully in either. Liminal spaces are the limbo that we live much of our lives in, looking ahead to the future, thinking about the past. And this period of Jewish time is the definition of liminal. We live in the moment in between. We have started 57-83, but we are still finishing our atonement for our misdeeds of 57-82. The words of the liturgy ring in our heads with profound power. Who will live and who will die? Who will be secure and who will be shaken? Who will be forgiven and who will be forsaken? We think about the past and the future in the same moment, but all the while, we haven't moved beyond the present. During this period of holiness in the month of Tishrei, we embrace the liminal as we joyously, and maybe cautiously, celebrate a new year while slowly closing the door on the one that we are leaving behind. The space between the 61st and the 62nd home runs is quite similar to the 10 days of awe that we are enveloped in right now. We reflect on how far we have come and wonder if we have gone far enough And if we can go further, how will we accomplish more, be better than what we have been, give more of ourselves, go beyond what anyone else has ever done? Can we reach new heights of prayer, atonement, and personal status? Can we be assured that we are recorded in the book of life, just as Aaron Judge tries to be assured of his place in the baseball record books? We hope for what lies ahead, but do not know if we can get there. Because, as Dr. Seuss reminds us, sometimes we won't. Bang-ups and hang-ups will happen to us all. Some failure is inevitable. What if Judge only hits 61 home runs this season and merely ties the record? What if he never hits that next one? Or what if he hadn't even hit this one? The season ends in just a few more days. Wednesday's big hit could be Aaron Judge's last before the postseason begins. Would it be so unremarkable if he had only tied Babe Ruth, or if he stays tied with Roger Maris? Would it be less special? Less worth celebrating? During Wednesday night's press conference, Judge reminded us, while this number of home runs is particularly special, it's also just another day of work. It doesn't change what he has done or the way he will approach each at-bat going forward. Every day we strive to make progress, and we should honor those small steps as much as the big record-breaking ones. We do everything we can, everything that is in our control. We show up, pick up our bats, practice our swings, and wait for the best pitches. We apologize. We are patient. We meditate and pray. We do all of this knowing we may fall short. Just as it is possible that Aaron Judge will only tie this record and not break it, we may never be greater than we have been thus far. And if that's true, if we can only get this far, can we not say Dayenu? Will we not be good enough if all we do is what we have done so far? If we only try but do not achieve, will we stop and celebrate the work that went into getting us this far? Can we pat ourselves on the back and appreciate that what we did was something, even if it wasn't everything? Sometimes we worry too much about the next great thing, so much that we do not raise up enough of the outstanding things we have already done. If we fail in 57, 83 in achieving our goals, in becoming better people, in doing more to help repair the world, and yet still manage to do some of that, is that not worthy of praise? Let us not be so arrogant and stiff-necked as to ignore what we have accomplished just because we didn't get that last little bit in. We must remember to celebrate each achievement, even if it isn't the greatest we or anyone else has ever done. It took 61 years of great baseball players before another Yankee could accomplish what Roger Maris did. And are we to see Thurman Munson, Derek Jeter, Bernie Williams, Paul O'Neill, or any other player as less great just because they didn't hit 61 home runs? They gave it everything they had, and we celebrate them for that. If only we could honor ourselves as much for the gifts we bring and the successes we do achieve. Aaron Judge, if you are spending the last few minutes of batting practice listening to this New York Yankee fan rabbi, maybe, thank you for allowing us to dream of what is possible with you this season. Thank you for hitting a round ball with a round bat 61 times this season. Each one of those was spectacular and worthy of the cheers you received. And if you don't set a new record, please know that what you have done is remarkable, and we will celebrate your accomplishments nonetheless. In the next few hours during this Shabbat, by Yom Kippur or by the next Shabbat, you may have broken this record and set a new milestone for future baseball players to try to surpass. Meanwhile, I will probably not have finished fixing myself or repenting. So I can only hope that I will honor myself for continuing to try as much as I rejoice in the ball being hit out of the park. And may we all be inscribed for a blessing in the book of life. Shana Tova.